joining us right now is Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. Willie is brought to you by Barmakian Jewelers and Town Fair Tire. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Willie McGinnis. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Help me out here as a former defensive star for this team. How difficult is it to coordinate, I sort of jokingly call it that mooing cow defense that the Patriots employed on Sunday, where everybody just sort of standing up and wandering around until the snap of the ball? How hard is it to pull that off?
Well, I think the madness behind it is so that the quarterback can't get a snapshot of what coverage or what you're in. And a lot of times these quarterbacks, they like to look and see whether you're in single high, two high. They like to read where the Mike linebacker is or whatever. And then that helps them make their decisions where they may have a matchup or where they want to go with the ball. So that's a familiar defense we used to use, or disguising, we call it, that we used to do with Peyton Manning all the time. Because certain quarterbacks, once they know what you're in, it's pretty easy and seamless for them.
I thought it was a great defensive effort by the Patriots, holding the Vikings to just 10 points. But it was a little odd that Minnesota really went away from the run. It seemed like Dalvin Cook was having a good day, and it could have even been better, but they just stopped giving him the ball.
Yeah, and I was, you know, I was there, actually. I was watching the game, and I was, you know, I was telling Ty Law when we were watching the game, I was like, they got to watch Dalvin Cook. He's an explosive player. If he gets loose, it's going to be trouble. But I think when you're playing in Foxborough and you're going against that offense with Brady and all the weapons that he had available, I think you kind of had a feeling that you couldn't be conservative. You had to be more aggressive and try to jump out and score points. So maybe I think that's why they kind of got away from the run a little bit. They wanted to try to push the ball down the field. And if you know Kirk Cousins and what he's been trying to do, when you got two excellent route runners on the outside that run excellent routes and digs and Thielen, you do. I mean, you want to try to throw the ball and score points and jump out front. And then that goes perfect with their defense, because then they're going to get after you, put the pressure on you, and that's how Minnesota tends to take over games.
Ultimately, defensive football in the NFL is a simple thing. Get the other guy on the ground. Sometimes easier said than done. I thought the Patriots had an especially strong day tackling on Sunday. What did you see?
I did. I saw guys running to the football. Not a lot of yak yards after the catch or a run. And you got to do that, man. You got to rally. They got, like I mentioned before, they got some explosive players. Alvin Cook especially. If you miss a tackle, you let him get a step in front of you, he's gone. If, you know, it's a house call. So going into the final weeks of the season, you want to perfect the little things. You want to be fundamentally sound. You want to play great technique, and you want to be able to tackle, especially when the weather starts to change.
Well, this Sunday they're going to be down in Miami, and it feels like it doesn't matter how good the Dolphins are. That trip to Miami is always one of the more challenging games on the schedule.
It is, and, you know, it's not as hot as it was earlier in the season. That's one of the things we all struggle with was, you know, the weather, making sure we're hydrated and the fatigue. But, you know, this is a big game for the Patriots. They have struggled in the past versus the Dolphins. But I see them going out there howling their business. Division games are always close, guys. You know, these games, the teams are familiar with each other. And it really doesn't matter about your record or you know, where you are. When you play somebody in the division, those games seem to be a 7-10 to be a little closer. But I expect the Patriots, knowing that they got to handle their business, knowing that the season is winding down, getting everybody back healthy on the field to go out and try to make a statement, you know, in Miami.
Willie, we always appreciate the time and your patience with us as well. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Willie. Patriots Hall of Famer Willie McGinnis with the world's worst phone lines.
It's getting a little robotic.
Yeah, we had to kind of dance away from that.